Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, D-Gens, it is Monday, June 17th. We have Game 5 of the NBA Finals, some Major League Baseball to bet on as well. I'm Mad Max. Join me, the one and only Six Panther. Panther, how was your weekend?
Good weekend. Went to Michigan City, went to Blue Chip Casino with my daughter and Sex Kitten. Met Chubby Zebra out there. Probably had one of our best grinding sessions ever in acquiring points. Then, to top it off, he walked out with, I think he said something close to plus $700 in profit. I made a little bit, and I don't play anywhere near the level he does. But then, you know, okay, weekend was great. But more importantly, you didn't get your wish, Max.
No, we're still talking basketball today.
There's no congratulations. There's no banner. There's no nothing. There's just a beatdown, right?
Yeah, we're just talking basketball today. By the way, you and Chubby Zebra grinding together, not something I want to picture. So never say that again. Never say that again. Man, there was once upon a time where that would have ended up in a song, but we are long gone from those days, thankfully for you. Yes, Boston lost by 38 points. It was not a pretty game. Just a complete no-show. It's like, come on, guys, just fucking put your foot on the fucking jugular and just a close game, a close loss would have been fine, but a complete no-show. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. You know, it's one of my fears of this Boston team. You know, is this potential for lackadaisical play, and I thought they were over that with Al Horford just saying, hey, fuck you guys, I need a title before I retire, and Drew Holiday coming into the mix, and Drew Holiday's a goddamn warrior. I thought they were done with this shit, but to see this game four performance from them, to quote Jaylen Brown, don't let us get one, right? I mean, that was Jaylen Brown last year, and it went seven against the Miami Heat. Do you think Dallas has it in them now to push it to seven against Boston? They got one. Well, can they get another one today?
You know, believe it or not, being up 3-1, I think the pressure now is actually on Boston. Because if they go, you know, they're up 3-2 after tonight going to Dallas, the whole pendulum is completely shifted. Now, I'm not a big fan of players saying stuff, bulletin board material, talking to the press. Like, I really wish they didn't talk to the press at all. But apparently, Derek Lively said, we found the chink in their armor. We talked about it pregame. I never said what it was, but we found a weakness and we exploited it. I don't know what he's talking about. I obviously didn't watch the game. But, man, don't be saying that shit. Just go out there, do your thing, play your game. Got Kyrie. You know, I think the big thing is Kyrie and how does he handle the Boston crowd again? Because I can't say it hasn't gotten to him. I'm pretty sure it has gotten to him. So that's my big question, is how Kyrie handles the crowd in Boston. And yeah, I'm telling you, I think Dallas is a live play tonight. Not ready to bet it just yet, but yeah, to say this thing is over tonight, I'm not ready to bury the Mavericks just yet.
Some weird stuff going on, and I don't know if X Chris is exploiting his admin powers, but I can't hear any dings when someone joins. My logo now appears as M... not as Mad Max Mortlock. His is X... You're still Sex Panther. You're still free, but like some shenanigans are going on over here in Discord. I know that fucking Homer had issues recording yesterday, so we'll see. But some weirdness happening in this Discord, so just something to look out for. Listen, if there is an something that the Mavs exploited in Game 4, trust me, I think Mazzulla will, you know, figure that out or adjust, if there is anything. And also, you gotta remember, like, fucking Brad Stevens is sitting in the executive office, and if he's got his eyes on the game, he will say something to Mazzulla. Like, you know, he will say, hey, by the way, X, Y, and Z. I don't know. Maybe they found something. I think maybe it was that Luka actually fucking tried to play defense. He actually cared. Yeah, you know, for three games, he was just kind of fucking, like, Olaying the fucking defense for three games. Game four, he actually played defense. He didn't let everyone fucking just blow past him. Is that the exploit? Is that the fucking exploit? Is it, you know, he wasn't there with his fucking hands on his knees bitching to the fucking referees? Maybe that was it. Good exploit. Having all five of your players play defense. A brilliant fucking move. You know, 5-on-4, usually not good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. I'm of the frame of mind to say that, yeah, the momentum is in Dallas's side for sure. The pressure is on Boston. Because you're right. It's a math game. It's a mathematical problem at this point. It's something that you fucking probably see in like some elementary school fucking placement testing, right? And it's like, well, you know, it's 3-1, and then it's 3-2, and then 3-2. Yeah. It seems like some kind of fucking word choice problem that you have to fucking solve on a math test. Because that's what it is at this point. It's just numbers. So, yeah, Dallas wins, say it's 3-2. Goes back to Dallas. Dallas 3-3. And then it's a one game take all. Now, history against Dallas, we know that 156-0. But it's going to happen eventually. Can we just, like, throw this out there that none of those 156 fucking series matters? None of them fucking matter to me. Not a single one. Because eventually it's going to happen. A team will eventually come back from 3-0 in the NBA. It's going to happen. Almost happened last year. So I agree. I think the pressure's on Boston. Now, I was too distracted by what was happening in the chat here. Did you actually place a bet on this game yet?
No, because I thought we were just, you know, talking. And
we were bantering. We were bantering. And I'm sorry. I did not know if you actually placed a bet. And now it's time to place a bet, I guess.
it is time to place a bet. I think, you know, I touched on all the points. Boston has to reassert themselves because you can't take an ass whipping, which is, I want to call that almost karma, because they did that so many times all season long, and I don't think it very happened to them very often, if at all, this season. So it's almost maybe like a little karma, that you taste of your own medicine. But mentally, you got to rebound from that, come back, play defense, do what you did, because like you pointed out before that game four, Dallas didn't get into triple digits in any of those other three games. Boston's got to get back to doing what they do, but I do think Dallas maybe has found something to at least spearhead their offense. Wouldn't be surprised if Boston wins, but I am going to take Dallas plus the 6.5 points for $10.
X Chris saying he's taking the Mavs money line. Mavs are good on the road. He feels like the Celtics are going to choke. Cannot ignore what happened last game. Also, is Porzingis still hurt? Of course he's still hurt, but he's going to try to play this game, by the way. They're being secretive about his injury. Yeah, it's a weird fucking injury. Apparently, it's a one in a million shot. It's just, you know, like Luke shooting the fucking laser into the fucking Death Star type of fucking injury there. X Chris still thinks the Celtics in seven. I like Dallas with the points here for sure. I don't quite know if they end up winning this one, but I think this is going to be a very tough game, very close game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout one way or the other. That's my opinion on this one. I think that each team is just going to play this really fucking tight. Kyrie is the big mystery. He broke a 13-game personal losing streak against Boston, heading back to Boston, where the last time he won, he was stepping on the eyeball of a leprechaun and, peacocking around as if he's the greatest fucking player on earth. He's humble now. He's in a better headspace, but hasn't still gotten him wins in Boston. His first two games in the series in Boston were atrocious. I think he averaged like 14 points per game. He can't do that. I don't care whatever fucking exploits Jason Kidd and his brilliant fucking mind has found against the goddamn Celtics. You can't have Kyrie play like shit and expect to win. I called out that Dallas offense, saying it's like after PJ Washington, there was ... nothing. And in game four, all that ... nothing showed the fuck up. So again, they need to do that as well. I think Boston actually hasn't played great basketball this series, and they're still up 3-1. If you look at their shooting percentages, not great from three-point land in this series. What happens if Boston actually plays their best basketball and they can actually hit the three ball in this game? Whatever minutes you can get from Porzingis, whatever it is an advantage for Boston. He was a matchup nightmare in that first game back, right? I mean, even in the second game back before he got injured late in the game. But he was a matchup nightmare for Dallas. So whatever minutes Porzingis can put on the court, I think it's going to be a problem. Still, I have Boston winning this game by 3 points. So with the 6.5, I'm definitely leaning Dallas here. I don't even mind throwing this into the DGen parlay if we absolutely need to, mostly because baseball looks like a fucking flaming pile of dog shit today for me, and we're gonna have to fucking figure something out. By the way, I don't know if I want to save this for baseball. No, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it right now. Fuck you, Detroit Tigers. They were the team that fucked up our four-way parlay on Friday, Panther.
We got to stop believing. It's not that we don't believe in that team. I think we're just trying to support our fellow D-gens. And X-Chris is a diehard, and he's obviously fallen on that sword more than enough times. So I think I'm comfortable just banning the Tigers from the parlay. Because wasn't it even Scooble was on the mound, and he got roasted? Just, yeah, fuck the Tigers.
Anyway, final thoughts on this Boston-Dallas game.
I it's almost like same as Friday. I want Boston to win just so we can stop talking about basketball. But I want Dallas to win because I think it really turns into a very fun series and a competitive series, and I think the NBA wants that. So I expect, like you, I expect tonight to be a closer game. And, that's about it.
All right, with that, we'll take a quick break. After that, we got that flaming pile of dog shit that is Major League Baseball today. I know you can't wait, so stay tuned. Hey, DGens, college football is right around the corner, so you know what that means, right? Mad Max gets to give up his talk time to Sex Panther, take a little nap on the show. Also means the return of MyBookie as a show sponsor. That's right. MyBookie sportsbook and casino platform. You can bet on every game and win anytime, anywhere, straight from your mobile device. No app needed. Just go to mybookie.ag, sign up with the promo code THEDGENS, and you're ready to rock. MyBookie gives you tons of opportunities to win with college football this year. Whether you're rooting for your alma mater like Panther and Ohio State or your favorite team like me and Rutgers, there's no better way to experience the season than having action on these games. But when you use MyBookie, you're not just betting on football. You're investing in your team for the season. When you know your team well, it's easy to take advantage of props, win totals, things like that, early picks for playoff contention. Last year, MyBookie had some of the best odds on the market for the Wolverines to win the championship, much to Panther chagrin, and the bettors who backed their squad saw a 10-time return on their wager. So you got to lock your futures in now while you're waiting for the season to begin, and you got to use that promo code THEDGENS. You're going to claim a bonus up to $1,000 on that first deposit. That's THEDEGENS. If you didn't know how to spell the D-Gens, that's how you spell it. And you can start betting college football just with house money. You start off just there you go. Here's some free money. Take it. Take this money. Bet it. Bet anything. Anytime. Anywhere. Only with MyBookie.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back at them, possibly never even left. All right, Sex Panther. I don't like Major League Baseball today. I basically said it. You got six, right?
Four. I got four. So maybe we can find a parlay.
Maybe. Yeah, all four. Maybe. All four of your games then, I guess. I don't know. What do I got? I don't even know. Let's say I got one. I got one. Two. I got two. And I don't think we're on. I don't think we're on the games together. So
well, let's talk six then. Let's start out on the East Coast, where the Fathers of San Diego will take on the Fighting Phils. Vasquez versus Sanchez. I mean, there's some good Mexican baseball going on right here. Listen, Vasquez is not very good, and Sanchez has actually pitched pretty well for the fifth starter for the Phillies. I don't think they could ask for much more. You really don't have to pitch great when you've got that kind of offensive lineup behind you. But the Phillies are at home. I don't really like San Diego on the road. Really don't like San Diego that much anyway. 185 is palatable. I will take the Fighting Phils for $10.
Yeah, I was about to correct you, X, in the chat. You said number four. It's also number two here as well. His fact or opinion number four is Phillies money line Vasquez is ass and Sanchez is decent. And then his number two was, did you know that the Mets swept the Padres? So there you go. I like the Phillies in here. I couldn't quite bet it. Phillies at home should get it done. San Diego not playing their best baseball as of late, as ex-Chris mentioned. You get swept by the Mets, you should probably be exiled from the league. So a moral support lean on the Phillies here.
Next game up, the St. Louis Cardinals are going to the Fish, take on Miami. Braxton Garrett taking the mound for the Marlins. Sonny Gray taking the mound for St. Louis. He got off to a rough start, but he's been pitching better as of late. The Cardinals, believe it or not, are not ass. They've been playing some decent baseball. The Fish might be in the conversation of one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball. Minus 155, I'm okay with that. Give me the Redbirds for $10.
More moral support again on this one. And then X Chris, this is his fact opinion number 5. Cardinals money line. Marlins are starting Garrett today. Gray on the mound for St. Louis. Yeah, Cardinals right there. Right in striking distance as a 500 team behind the Milwaukee Brewers, playing some pretty good baseball. But the moment I start believing in the Cardinals is the moment that they start completely falling apart here. So only a lean on St. Louis.
Next game up, the 49ers in Chicago take on the Bears. Jordan Hicks will be starting for San Francisco. Javier Assad pitching for the Cubbies. I like Assad. Not only do I like Assad, but I like the Cubs hitting lineup a little bit better than San Francisco's. Otherwise, kind of a coin flip game, but it's Chicago at home. Pitching advantage, slight hitting advantage. I'll eat the 125. Take the Cubbies for $10.
I mean, these two teams are almost like mirrors to each other, in my opinion. I guess, give the slight advantage to the Cubs at home because San Francisco, not very good on the road, but almost like mirrors with each other. I'm going to lean the Cubs here. I think the Cubs are a slightly better team here at home, but -126, I don't love it. Dada no money saying San Francisco going to collapse today from the heat in Chirac. It's humid. You would know Sex Panther. So, I'll lean the Cubbies with you.
I like that Chirac. That's good. Last game up for me. The LA Dodgers are going to Colorado, take on the Rockies. James Paxton taking the mound for Cal Quantrill. Now, if reason enough to take the Rockies was that Paxton was pitching for the Dodgers, that would be enough. The lines moved 20 points, but I don't believe that's because of Paxton. No, it's not. It's because Mookie Betts broke his hand, and he is going to be out for the foreseeable future. Could be an overreaction. I don't like that kind of movement from an injury, but I do believe it did. I was going to take the Rockies anyway because Paxton is ass. Give me Colorado +150 for $10.
I kind of like the Rockies too. Let's look at X Chris's number 7. This is the one play I really love today. Rockies money line. Rockies are at home, strength in their starting Quantrill. Paxton is hittable, and if I'm correct, the line has moved a lot already for the Rockies. Yeah, no, I like the Rockies in this one. Tons of moral support here. I have no problem throwing this into the parlay. I think this is a nice value play. Colorado, as bad as they are as a team, has shown some spunk. I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that they once took 2 of 3 from the Philadelphia Phillies. I believe that I heard that somewhere.
I think I've heard that before, yes.
I think maybe pretty good. I like that play a lot. So more support leaning on the Rockies.
All right, that'll take care of my baseball play. What else you got, Max?
Told you we're betting six. Well, talking about six today. Let's look at. We're scrolling up to Boston and Toronto. Boston. Ex Chris. First off, got to address something Max said Friday. He said Yankees and Red Sox weren't a good rivalry. Well, Boston has some words for you after they butt fucked the Yankees. So there you go. Fact number one. Yes, there you go. The Red Sox took to the Yankees, and now the Yankees say, "Wah." We're still 12 games better than you in the standings, Boston. So, big whoop. Want to fight about it. But now Baltimore has closed that gap to 1.5 games behind the Yankees. So, top of the American League East looking fun. Another team in the American League East is the Toronto Blue Jays that have been playing better baseball as of late. And I think that they might have what's in them to leapfrog Boston here. And I like them at home right now. They are playing some better baseball at home. I'm guessing, from a pitching matchup standpoint, you got Kikuchi and Pivetta, who are very similar pitchers. I might give the slight edge to Kikuchi here on his season. So I think the Blue Jays are the play, and the line seems pretty good. -130 I can get it at. It's dropping. It's down to -136 in some sportsbooks. So, yeah, $10 bet on the Blue Jays.
Do you know who David Hamilton is?
Is he related to either Josh Hamilton or Rip Hamilton?
I don't believe so, but he's been filling in. He's been playing some second base and shortstop for the Red Sox. He went off for 4 stolen bases last night. 9 stolen bases in his last nine games. Dude has been a difference maker for this offense. He spearheaded what has been kind of a lackadaisical Red Sox offense. I'm a little bit more excited about Boston's offense than I am Toronto's. Like, we know who Toronto is. They were so fed up with one player. You know, they shipped Biggio out to L.A. There's just something wrong with this Blue Jays lineup. You're right, they've been playing better. I still just don't trust them. Mirror images of each other. The records are almost the same. Pitchers are almost the same. Lineups are kind of eh. I'm going to lean Boston, but I really couldn't find an advantage in this series.
All right, last game up for me. Let's scroll all the way to the bottom of the board where the Brewers and the Angels are playing. You have Milwaukee throwing Rodriguez on the mound, and I think that might give the Angels a little bit of an advantage here. Soriano hasn't been absolutely horrible this season, been keeping it together. The Angels, of course, had that hot start and kind of collapsed. Not a very good team. I get that. You know, you want to look at the Brewers and say, yeah, they are the way better team, and that is true. But on this given date, I think the Angels have some value on them at minus 107. There you go. Value on the Angels at home, minus 107. I said it. $10 bet on LA.
Yeah, it's going to leave you kind of scratching your head when you're a team like Milwaukee that's 14 games better than the Angels. Going on the road, I get it. Field goal, 3 points, however that works in baseball. But a near even line and the Angels with Soriano, like, it's just, if you're thinking about the Brewers, I would second guess it. I like this, Max. I just don't trust the Angels at all. But I think you're definitely on the right side here. Lean on the Anaheim Angels.
All right, so now let's go through the rest of X Chris's number 3. Paul Skeens on the mound. He's taking the Pirates minus a run and a half. Yeah, it's hard to fade Paul Skeens here, but man, it's not like the Reds are just going to roll over and you know give this to Pittsburgh. Plus 154. I'm going to lean the Reds here.
So the Reds are throwing an opener, Carson Spears. I don't know who's supposed to come in after him, so it looks like it's some kind of bullpen game. That's really not the Reds' game, so this could be them just saying, fuck it, we're not even going to try against Skeens and let him have this one. I don't know about the run line, because Skeens isn't going to go 9, and that bullpen for the Steelers has been hittable. I'd maybe look at the Pirates' first 5, but I like the value of the Reds here, a lean on the Cincinnati Reds.
All right, last one up for X Chris is taking the Tigers money line solely for the value here. There's no value in losing. Olsen on the mound is a loser. He's not pitching like a loser, but he is a loser. I don't like this Braves team, so I guess I understand the logic. But I still think Atlanta gets it done today. I'm going to lean Atlanta in that one.
Yeah, I don't like the way the Braves have been playing, but still, they're better than Detroit. I mean, Detroit's been playing better as of late, but Max Fried, better pitcher, and there's at least 3 hitters. Marcell Ozuna is easily the best player on the field. He could beat the Tigers all by himself. I'm just not eating 210. I'll lean the Braves.
All right, that'll do it. Let's put together a DJ parlay for the day. We're going to throw the Rockies in there and put some huge fucking value there. We are going to throw in, who is it, the Phillies? The Phillies, minus 174. We like the Phillies there. And then, why not, in the NBA, we're going to throw the Dallas Mavs plus 6.5. So that pays out 665 on this Monday. Happy belated Father's Day, Zex Panther. That, of course, was yesterday. Hopefully you enjoyed it. All you dads out there, Homer, you've got like several kids as well. So, hope you guys enjoyed it. Sex Panther, take us home.
All right, take us home. We got, I think it's 10 more days. 10 more days. I can just pretty much say next Thursday now. Like, we're that close going to Vegas. I'll go out there and make some sports bets when I'm out there. But you guys are making sports bets. And we want you to come into the asylum, come into our Discord channel. Shoot the shit with us. Call us out by name. We'll holler right back. But most importantly, let us know what you're betting on, what you bet on yesterday, what you're betting on today. And when it's all said and done, kids, let's make some money, fools.
This show is sports entertainment. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice. In short, don't be stupid. Gamble responsibly. We will not be held responsible. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.